You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in. Yes, indeed, you are listening to Affirmations for Living, and I am delighted to be here. You know, it's absolutely my pleasure and my joy to bring to you every other week amazing people to inspire, to uplift you, and to give you the tools to create the life that you so desire and that you so deserve. No doubt about that. And so if you haven't already visited my website, there's three now, affirmationsforliving.net, dredvige.com, and lightbodymentor.com. So if you haven't checked those out, I invite you to do so. And if you want to listen on the go, I also invite you to download my app, Awakened, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D. That way you can listen to the show wherever you are. So today's show, we have a lovely, lovely woman with us, Barbara Frank. She is a holistic health practitioner, internationally certified lymphologist. She uses folk medicine, Chinese medicine, herbs, and her unique natural detoxifying, and she's been doing this work for 37 years. You know, those who've listened to my show know it's all about the body, mind, and spirit, and we're always talking about meditating. We're always talking about, you know, my light activation work that I offer and do, and, of course, getting into the mind and reprogramming your subconscious, which, for those who've come to me, know that definitely help to reprogram all those false programs and so forth that we have locked deep within our subconscious mind. So today we're going to really look into the physical and how to heal the body, what the lymph system is, and how to reverse those signs of aging. Barbara has a lovely book. It's called How to Take 10 Years Off Your Face and Add 10 Years to Your Life Naturally. And I know, if you're like me, that sounds really, really intriguing. And we want to know all of those secrets because no one wants to really age. Well, we don't mind aging. We just don't want to look it, right? And so with that, Barbara, welcome in. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And so, you know, that title says a lot, taking 10 years off your face and adding 10 years to your life naturally. How did you come to this work?
I grew up in a family that practiced folk medicine, and as a child, people would come to my house, and my mother, my grandmother, and my grandfather would treat them for parasites. Folk medicine is the only branch of medicine that deals with getting rid of parasites, and they had these natural products that they used, and people would come, and I would see people sick and dying, and then I would see them recover. So I began to realize that what my mother was telling me was true, that parasites kill everyone, and so I decided to do it when I, you know, as I got older. When I had a child, really, I was a journalist. And then I had a child, and she was very ill, and they weren't helping her. So I started turning to my mother, and the people that were working in my office with me were, you know, asking me about my child, and I was telling them how my mom was helping me with her because the doctors weren't. And one thing led to another. I put an ad in the paper, and my phone just started ringing off the hook, and that's how I got started in it. I started making her products that my mom made. My mom is 94 now, so.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Products that, yes.
Okay, so then you said that there's something that causes everyone to get old, become diseased, and die. So then what would that be?
That's parasites. They cause your face to become wrinkled, and they, every wrinkle is held in place by parasites. Every freckle, every mole, every skin problem, every acne scar is all caused by parasites. So when people come to me and they treat these parasites, they become remarkably younger looking. I've had 70 to 90-year-olds come in with a million wrinkles in their face, and then when I see them a couple months later, they have none. So you realize that this is really true.
Oh, my goodness. You're blowing my mind right now, okay? Let me tell you. okay. So parasites. Now, and you say everyone has parasites?
Everyone. They're everywhere. And so it's impossible to avoid them. So you just have to have your own regimen that kills them naturally, which is what I have, so that you will never see one until you start killing them, though. Generally, people don't. They're just invisible killers.
Okay, so let me backtrack. What is a parasite?
A parasite, by definition, is an organism that lives on another organism. And there is no symbiotic relationship with them. They will eventually take everyone down. So the best way to survive is just to kill, a lot of your parasites.
Wow. And how do we get parasites?
You get them by going barefoot, by wearing flip-flops from our food, which is not properly cleaned. Our food comes out of the soil where there are 10,000 microbes in every inch of soil, according to the Washington Post article that I reprinted in my book. So many people just rinse off their raw foods, and that's not good enough, so they're eating them that way. They're so small, chewing them won't affect them. They just go into your body and start multiplying. We get them from bed partners, from our pets, things like that, contaminated water.
Wow, that's scary. And so now, what do these parasites do in your system that causes wrinkles? And so wrinkles are just a byproduct of it?
Absolutely, yes.
And so what are the parasites doing in your system to break it down, to deteriorate it so much?
Well, they're eating you. They're mostly bloodsuckers, but some of them eat tissue as well. But they're multiplying in your body. And so you'll notice that if you have a wrinkle and then you start using my products, it'll start diminishing. And as you rub in my rose cream, you will feel these little tiny parasites rubbing out of it. And then eventually the wrinkle just goes away.
Wow. Okay. So most people have parasites. And what are the effects of these things on us, other than wrinkles?
As I said, they cause you to get old and bald and wrinkled, disabled, crippled. I've not seen any disease that did not affect, react favorably by going away, by just simply killing the person's parasites.
Wow.
Every disease responds very, very positively by killing the parasites. Most people are itching, and they're feeling tired all the time. These are just mm-hmm. signs of them. Generally, if you're not feeling well, they're going to be behind it.
Wow. And now, do they cause things like skin tags as well, or is it just wrinkles?
Absolutely. And every skin tag is a parasite. They make layer upon layer. They just grow in you like a tree growing internally. And so they, under that skin tag, there may be 1,000 parasites living there.
Oh, that's scary.
Well, there is, God has provided you with some relief, and he's given me to you.
Uh-huh.
So that you can... people tell me they feel like they're coming out of the twilight zone within 1 or 2 weeks of getting on the natural program, which takes 5 minutes a day, because, they take your nutrients out of your blood, so you feel tired.
Mm-hmm. And so now you feel tired. Would it also cause fog, and you know how people get fuzzy? Does
Absolutely.
It do that?
Generally, that's caused by candida.
Mm.
Which is a parasitic yeast that can overgrow in your body if you eat too much sugar or take too many antibiotics or steroids to make the parasites grow in your body.
So is that the only thing causing us to die?
I mean, there are other things that are affecting us. You know, we have the chemtrails. They spray parasites into the air, according to what I found online. They spray pneumonia, barium, aluminum into the air, and this is supposed to be to depopulate us.
Oh, yeah.
We have genetically modified foods, which are designed to depopulate. Animals that are fed these on a regular basis become sterile, and it shortens their lifespans by causing kidney and liver failure.
Wow. So, goodness, what should we, should there be different protocols when preparing your food? I mean, what should we be doing? What should we be looking for then?
Well,
when
I get I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I was going to say, you know, so there should be particular protocols for drinking water, for eating food. What types of things do we need to become more aware of?
Well, I have a simple, natural way to clean raw foods. And what I suggest to people is get, you know, a bag of that triple washed lettuce that you've been eating right out of the bag, because they put on the bag. We cleaned it for you, so you don't have to. And use my protocol, which is 1/4 of a cup of baking soda to 1/4 water to 1/4 of a cup of 3% hydrogen peroxide, and then dissolve that in the water, and then put the lettuce in there and just put your ear close to it, and you'll hear all this snap, crackle, pop. These are the parasites being zapped.
That's scary. Oh, my gosh. You know, and I have to say I am guilty of that, because I buy the spinach that's claims to be washed, mm-hmm. and I pour it right out of the bag and eat it. I mean, wow.
So you can prove this to yourself.
So 1/4 cup of baking soda, which I have, and 1/4 cup of peroxide?
3%, yes. To 1/4 water. Then you were washing a head of lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Then I rinse it before that, before putting it in there. I immerse it in there. And you can see the bubbles, or you can hear the, you know, snap, crackle, pop as they're dying.
Mm-hmm. And so you should be washing all of your produce like this.
All the raw food, yes. I mean, remember, the people who pick our food are migrant workers who don't live under exactly sanitary conditions, and a lot of them have diseases like TB and things. And so, you know, it's imperative that you clean your raw foods properly. The Bible actually says purify thy food, but it doesn't tell you how to do it.
How to do it, exactly. And, you know, now that you've said that, that's the first time I actually realized that, yes, the people who are picking the produce, even though it says organic, right, they pick the produce, they're not sanitized in any way. They're picking, they go to the bathroom, who knows what's going on, and then they go back to picking the food, and then it's just washed, and who knows what kind of water it's rinsed through 3 or 4 times.
I mean, I've seen a migrant family once when I was in California. It was a, you know, family, and the children, they all did, you know, working in the fields with the family. And one of the children, he just had snot running down his nose. It was so heartbreaking for me to see them. But they're working in miles and miles of produce. There's no bathroom. And if they forgot to bring toilet paper with them that day, you know, for work, then they have to, you know, go out there. So when it rains, all of that gets, you know, plopped up on our food that we eat. So it's imperative that you clean the raw food correctly.
Absolutely. You know, this is so important, and I hope everyone listening to this takes it to heart, because, boy, I know that I'm going to from now on, because I can just see the picture, and I'm like, wow, this, you know. And I have skin tags, and so that's why I was asking, because I actually have a few on my neck. And I went online, and I was reading, and they said, oh, it can be, you know, typically someone who is overweight. Well, I weigh barely 105 pounds, so that's not the case. So I knew that was wrong information.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I'm 5'3", right around 105 pounds, size 0. There is no weight issue here. No.
Right.
So, yeah. Parasites seem to just make logical sense.
And you will see them go away when you use the rose cream. They will just fall off.
Wow. And without getting into your total protocol, and so it's this cream that you apply, and of course the protocol in washing your produce. Is there something else that you're doing as well? You have herbs and different things?
I have the only comprehensive program in the world that is organic and natural that kills parasites. I suggest that people try the package, which gives them four products. Mm-hmm. Very concentrated products that will last one person for about 3 months if they use them according to the instructions. And then in that package, they'll get instructions how to clean their bed, their raw foods, make sure they don't bring hotel, bed bugs home with them. It's about 18 pages of information about what everyone is deficient in, and just a lot of information that is essential, how a woman should cleanse her inner self, which I've never met a woman who knew how to do that. So
exactly, because there's a proper pH there, right? And
yes, it's very comprehensive and covers everything that people need to know about, getting rid of the parasites.
Wow, this is amazing. I'm so glad to have you on today. So now, you spoke earlier about genetically modified foods. How are these foods affecting our overall health?
Well, genetically modified foods have had a gene of Roundup, which is glycophosphate, added to the DNA of the food, so that when they spray it repeatedly with Roundup, it doesn't die because it has Roundup in it. So when Roundup goes into your body, or in studies about animals, it actually eats a hole into the intestines and causes liver and kidney failure. So it causes the person to die faster, and it also causes them to be sterile, the animals.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, and that's one thing I know that I'm very mindful of, making sure that I buy non-GMO food. I don't even eat corn or soy, because
good.
In this country, those things are probably 98% of the time genetically modified,
Right.
And if I
even
do
if
eat
it says
fish,
organic, it's, yeah.
Yeah, it has to say non-GMO. And, of course, your fish, also, I read someplace a couple of years ago where they were farm-raised salmon, they were modifying it with human DNA. I mean, that's the most
right.
disgusting thing I think I've heard.
I know.
If it doesn't say wild caught, don't buy it.
Right. I highly recommend that people don't eat any seafood, because the fish are trapped in the sea of everyone's fecal matter is dumped into the ocean, and all the industrial chemicals are dumped into the ocean. Think about hundreds of oil spills. Nigeria alone has had over 100 oil spills, like the Gulf spill. So think about all of that going into the water. And you realize that you don't want to eat anything there. I recommend that people don't take fish oil, but instead take coconut oil, because it has the balanced essential fatty acids that we need.
Yeah, I do a tablespoon every day. I love coconut oil.
Good. Yes, it's very good for you.
So let me ask you, okay, you're a lymphologist, and for people who don't know what the lymph nodes are, please explain how important this system is in our system and that they be healthy.
Right. Your lymphatic system is that part of your immune system that traps poisons and sends out macrophages, lymphocytes, and T cells to get, like a Pac-Man game, to, how the Pac-Man eats up all the things. Well, that's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
It includes the spleen and the thymus. So, it's very important that, and it's all over the body, so it's very important that you don't overwhelm it, which we become overwhelmed. I mean, just the fried food grease alone, they fry the food, in the grease of... One of my nieces was working at McDonald's. She said they've used that grease for a whole week or longer to cook food in constantly. So I mean, imagine all the, the poisons that are in it, the free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
And so people eating this food, they don't realize the food is killing them.
So the lymph system is a drainage system for the body?
Yes. Yes. Right.
And so how do we get that, how do we get them to work? There's something we need to be doing to make them drain, or do they do that naturally? I know I hear a lot about jumping on a rebounder. Does stuff like that do anything?
That's a perfect way to activate it and to make it start. It works very slowly. So, you know, a perfect way to do it also is to have a massage. I recommend that people have massages and that they have the massage done with gloves. Because someone who massages people with their bare hands is picking up parasites from everyone they touch and giving parasites to everyone they touch. So one good way is, you know, lymphatic massage or just a regular Swedish massage would also activate the lymph system.
Wow. And so when your drainage system, the lymph nodes, are clogged, what kind of disease, what kind of illness can affect us or impact us? How does that work?
There are lymphatic cancers, lymphomas, that, you know, I see people that have things like that. And so we clean out the lymph system and it gets greatly improved.
Wow, this is amazing. And so your program addresses the lymphatic system as well?
Absolutely, yes.
Wow, wow.
So everything you put on your skin goes right into your blood and goes into your body. So what I have are the, you know, four products that are used on the skin. Three of them are actually used on the skin. One is a lymph cleanse that you bathe with. And so when you take a shower with that, it actually opens up the pores and allows, you know, the parasites that you've killed to come out.
So this is really important that this needs to be routine that we do every day.
It only takes 5 minutes a day or less. I mean, some people take less time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But well worth it.
Yes.
Like you said, your mother is 94, and
yes.
I imagine she's healthy.
She's healthy, yes. She still goes shopping and drives herself.
Wow, that's amazing. My mom is 84 and is the same. She lives on her own. She drives. She takes care of herself. So let me ask this then. What about the brain? Because, you know, as we people age, they tend to get forgetfulness and they tend to parasites. Is that also impacting?
I believe so. I've had people coming to me who had Alzheimer's, and what their families tell me is that when they use my products, they are able to sit relative at the sink and comb out sinks full of parasites out of their head. We have many people with Alzheimer's and dementia come in, and the women have baldness and the hair grows back. But before the hair grows back, they have all these parasites that come out of their head. And then they get much better. I had a woman coming to me with Alzheimer's. Her daughter was taking care of her, and her daughter said she was saying to me all the time, "Who are you? Why are you taking care of me?" And after being on the program, her mother started realizing and coming back to herself that this is my daughter who's taking care of me.
Wow. And so once we start the protocol with you, it's something that we really need to continue throughout life, I would say, huh?
I'm going to be doing it for the rest of my life. It makes me feel really good. It keeps me looking very young. I'm 65. And people can't believe I'm 65, so I will be doing it because I know the parasites are in the air, they're in our food, and it doesn't take, you know, much time for the benefit I get from it.
Absolutely. So now, I know also you mentioned chemtrails. So do you think that this protocol would also help to detoxify your body as far as the aluminum and all of the stuff in the chemtrails as well?
Yes, for detoxing like that, I use a method of chelation, which is colloidal silver. And it also attaches to the heavy metals and leads them out of the body.
Okay. So, wow, we're getting lots of wonderful information today. I want to thank you, Barbara. This is wonderful. Let's give out your website and all your contact information, and then we will continue.
My website is barbarafrank222.com. My phone number is 301-949-4873, and I do the Barbara Frank Show, which the shows are listed on the homepage of my website. And what I'm telling you about is the package, which is listed on the products page. It's the first donate button that you find there. You just click on it, and it will guide you through how to get the package.
Okay. And like you said, there's enough product there to last one person 3 months.
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty generous. That's for sure. Okay. So I'm just thinking, you know, this is such amazing information. What else do you think you would want everyone to know? On a global level, how do we really make a change? Because this is not just, you know, here in the United States. This is a global thing. How do we really help people?
I think that, yeah, unfortunately, African people don't buy shoes for their children until they're 6 years old and ready to go to school. So during that time, all those children are absorbing all these parasites through the bottom of their feet. And how we make a change is by just sharing the information with people and letting people know that this is killing them.
Mm.
And, you know, I think that with all the epidemics that are going on right now, that if, you know, you need to keep your immune system strong. So if you notice that the people who are recovering from Ebola were already healthy, it's the ones that are already weak and malnourished that are dying.
So true. Yeah. So what are a couple of things that you could tell the audience to build their immune system? What are some simple things, especially if we're dealing with people who may not have a budget to go out and buy, you know, all sorts of supplements? Are there a couple of simple things that can impact them in a positive way?
Yeah, I highly don't recommend taking a lot of supplements. I highly recommend getting your nutrients from the food you're eating and eating concentrated foods. So that, you know, you get all the benefits that the food has to offer you.
And what would be concentrated food?
For example, I would make a soup. I would use a base of butternut squash, and then I would add a lot of vegetables to that and then boil them very gently down. That's a very concentrated food. You're getting all the antioxidants and phytonutrients from the food when you eat it. And that's, you know, what I would consider concentrated food.
Okay, perfect. And does it have to be organic?
It's better. And if you think you can't afford organic food, go to Trader Joe's. They have very organic food cheaper than most supermarkets, certainly cheaper than Whole Foods has their conventional. I think everyone can afford to eat organic food. They just don't know it.
Yeah, so true. So true. And it does make such a big impact because, you know, you're dealing with pesticides and all those things. It does taste better. That's for sure.
Yes.
What about water? You know, how important is water? Because people don't realize. They say, well, I drink coffee and that's liquid. And water, mm-hmm. you use water to make coffee. And I try to say that's not the same. So
it's
would you shed some light on that, please?
Definitely it's not the same. Coffee has caffeine. The decaffeinated has 3% caffeine, and the one that's full strength caffeine has 6%. And this is acidic, and so it makes your body acidic when you. And the reason why people drink coffee and it makes them go to the bathroom is because immediately when your body feels the caffeine, it eliminates it because it's a poison that the coffee plant makes to keep pests off of it. So. It tastes good if you add all the sugar and you know, milk to it. And it would be healthy if you didn't add that, though, if you just drank the coffee, because it has a lot of antioxidants in it as well. But it doesn't replace water at all.
Yeah, nothing replaces water.
It actually dehydrates the body. Mm-hmm. So if for every cup of coffee you drink, it's taking away 2 to 3 cups of water out of your body.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes.
And we need to drink water that's clean and pure, as clean and pure as it can be. You know, I tell people on this awakening path to avoid fluoride in the water, their
Absolutely.
Toothpaste, because it calcifies the pineal, which is your antenna to Creator. And
yes.
if you want to wake up, you have to kind of like, you know, keep that uncalcified. So
yes, it dissolves your bones also. I mean, I did a show on it. It's horrifying what it does.
You know, share just a little bit of what it does, because people don't realize how important it is to avoid it.
I know. Even if you take a shower, it's still going into your lungs, and it's still very harmful.
Mm-hmm.
It's an industrial waste product, and they figured out a way to recycle it by selling it to us and putting it in the water. It totally does not stop any tooth decay. Actually, they did studies and found that it actually is more contributing to tooth decay. But what's appalling to me is that in some cases when, you know, when children go to the dentist to get their teeth cleaned and at the end they have the children rinse out with fluoride, a few children, they forgot to tell them to spit it out and they swallowed it and they died.
Oh, my.
That tells you how toxic it is.
Yeah, because even on
toothpaste, it says not to swallow.
Yeah.
Right, you never swallow that rinse. And I refuse it. I say, I don't need that. I don't need to rinse my mouth with that.
Oh, exactly, yeah. I refuse it. As a matter of fact, I found myself a holistic dentist to go to also have the mercury fillings removed from my mouth, knowing just how toxic they are. I only have four, but that's four too many, you know?
Yes.
And every time you bite down, it releases toxins in your mouth from the mercury. So, yeah, people listening, we have to understand that they are not only trying to dummy us down, but they are trying to thin out the population, and they're very covert in it, you know.
Right.
And we have to wake up, not believing these programs, and we really have to wake up and get it. But not to be so hard and angry about it, but just to know and to have the knowledge and to move forward with it and take care of yourself and your family. Very important things. I also understand that even root canals are really, really bad because the dead tooth leaches pyrene, and pyrene is a poison that will, well, kill you.
And not only leaches pyrene, if you have a root canal, and I've seen people with root canals who were so ill, and every tooth that you have a root canal in is leaching also microbes into your body, and that tooth will never be healthy again. It's the greatest fraudulent procedure that's done. And so, you know, I tell people, you need to get rid of the root canal. They say, well, I don't want to pull the tooth. I say, well, if you want to be healthy, that's the only way to get rid of it. It's to pull the tooth.
Wow. So there's so many things we have to be so much more aware of. So we need to remove mercury from our fillings and just get, I don't know what the other replacement is, but we know we can't have mercury. And we have to get rid of root canals.
Right.
And, of course, they make implants so expensive, right? So
yes.
It's so much easier.
What I tell people to do is find the best university in your area, and they're going to have a dental school. And, I mean, you can get a filling at a dental school for $30, whereas a regular dentist is going to charge you $800.
Big difference.
And the dental school has senior students working there, and they're very competent.
So, yeah, that's some really good advice.
But tooth health is very, very important. Every tooth that you have corresponds to a part of your body.
Yeah, I was just reading that recently, and that's really fascinating to know. Just like the chakra system and the meridian system, all of these things are, we're just all sorts of sacred geometry, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we really are. It's amazing. So, summing it up so far before we go on, okay, we all have parasites. We need to be so much more mindful of how we handle our food, that we wash our hands properly, that we prepare our food in a healthy way, that we, how much coconut oil would you suggest that someone take every day?
It depends on the person. I take about a pint a week. This also fights dementia and Alzheimer's, so it's very important. And it has the essential fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
So essential fatty acids are so, so important. So, you know, we need to be taking these oils, which for how many years we were told is toxic to us. Because this was another fraudulent story put out by the soybean lobby.
Well, are you familiar with black seed oil?
Flax seed oil?
Black.
Very.
B-L-A-C-K.
Yes, I'm very. F-L-A-X?
And what do you think of that? No, black, as in the color
black.
Black
seed oil. I use that. It's from black cumin seed.
Yes.
I use that. Yes.
And what do you think of it? Because I use that
it.
One. Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I use that one and coconut oil. I take them both every day.
I'm just
wondering what your take is on the black seed, the Egyptian black seed oil.
Right. You can find it very expensive, but you can also make it yourself. So if you get the organic black seeds and you pour oil over it and you shake it every day, put it in a dark cabinet. I make my own. And shake it every day, it will turn black, and it will take the nutrients out of the seeds, and you can make your own, so you don't have to pay a fortune for it.
Wonderful. Yeah, it can be costly. Wow, amazing information. Okay, so how long would I need to do the protocol to rid my body of all of the parasites? And are there different types of parasites? I know that people say they are different species of parasites. How many different types of parasites are there?
There's over 4,000 species. So the tests that they have for parasites in a stool sample are really, they only test for 20 parasites. So considering how many there are, and they will tell you Americans don't have parasites. So that's totally untrue.
Well,
anyone
that's a
who
lie.
Wears flip-flops, right, that's totally blatant. Yeah, anyone who wears flip-flops, a flip-flop, if you look online, you can confirm all of this. One flip-flop contains, I think it's 13,000 germs. So when wearing flip-flops is like going barefoot. I mean, you might as well not even have any shoes on, because if you notice, the bottom of your feet turn black, and that's microbes that are getting in your feet. And I even see people walking flip-flops in the rain. I mean, you're getting a ton of parasites that way. So that's really, you know, I think everyone should throw away their flip-flops. They should be banned because they're causing untold illness.
So what's wrong with flip-flops? Is it because your foot is still exposed, or is it because they can...
So close to the ground, yes. And you're picking up a lot of parasites, a lot of dirt goes in your feet, and it's impossible to have clean feet with, you know, flip-flops or sandals.
So what about having them on just for inside the house?
I think that's fine.
That's fine? So going outside...
Yeah, if you don't wear shoes inside your house, I think it's fine.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't. And I wash the floors and disinfect the floors a couple of times a week.
Right.
But outside, you need to have more of a barrier between you and the earth.
Yes, and now there's a big craze of people advocating that you need to connect with the earth and go barefoot.
Grounding, yes.
Grounding. I'm seeing a doctor now who has some terrible, terrible rashes on her because she's joined a church where they advocate going grounding, and she realizes that all of this came about after she started doing that. So I highly don't recommend that.
Wow. Yeah, because quite honestly, energy is energy, and the energy will move through your shoes for you to still ground. You don't have to be barefoot to do that.
Just saying.
Yeah. I know. I can feel the energy with shoes on, so.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And, you know, without getting political, they just really want us to not have long lives, to be on drugs and to be medicated, and to just be a part of this false matrix, this system that really isn't working in any sense of the word. It's just not working. And people, have to wake up, really have to...
According to Gary Null, 750,000 people a year die from their drugs. So that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. I mean, look at Yeah, celebrities dying all the time just recently. Lots of people are dying from medications. And if we would just get back to basics and simple things like getting these parasites out of our system and this Chinese medicine and herbs, you know, Creator, when he created herbs, he gave us the remedy for everything.
That's right. Absolutely true.
And so the, you know, pharmaceuticals decide to try to duplicate these things synthetically, not doing a really good job, are they?
Right. They cannot get a patent on anything that's natural. So they have to come up with something to recoup their costs for research and development. They have to come up with a chemical that they can get a patent on.
Wow.
The FDA used to be called the Chemical Society, but because that did not sound too favorable, they changed the name to Food and Drug Administration.
Isn't that interesting? And the Chemical
And
Society.
they're serving only the pharmaceutical companies, and that's it. And the goal is profit.
The goal is profit, isn't that the truth?
Yes,
So then what's your
and it's
take on all of this diabetes and all of these other diseases that are coming up? I mean, even now our children seem to have diabetes early on. What do you think is the cause of that? And can we.
everyone who has diabetes has a pancreatic fluke from Eve. And so what we do is we kill that fluke. We have them to do exercise, change their diet, and then miracles happen.
So you do consulting as well then, obviously. It's just not
Yes.
getting your protocol, but you actually offer counseling and consulting to figure out if someone has an issue that they need to address directly.
Yes, I do telephone consultations as well.
Okay. Wow.
So if someone is in, England, I have people all over the world who call me who can't come in, and so I do, consultations. They tell me what's going on. I ask for a picture that helps me to, give them feedback about what I'm seeing, and then I consult with them like that.
Interesting. And so sleeping disorders, parasites, because they like to be busy in the evening time.
When you rest, then the mothers start making hydrogen peroxide for their babies, and so that makes you not sleepy. So, yes, once people kill them, they're able to sleep better.
And isn't it the hydrogen peroxide that causes gray hair?
No, it's
No?
the
Okay.
parasites taking the copper out of the blood. They take your nutrients out of your blood, so that they get their nutrients before you get yours. You get what's left over. And so they're taking the copper out of the body that causes gray hair.
That causes gray hair.
Yes.
Wow. So even if you were to go and buy enzymes and take enzymes to replace, you really need to get to the root of it, no pun intended, and the root of it would be getting rid of these parasites. So they
That's
really
right.
impact your health, your looks, they impact you in so many ways.
That's right. They
That's
do. I mean, if you think about the movie stars who died recently, when I look at them, I see a person that has been eaten alive. I won't say any names, but I mean, just think about how they just look like they've been, to me, they've been eaten alive, and I think, oh my goodness, if they only knew. If with all the money they have, they could have lived a lot longer and higher quality of life by not, by simply killing those parasites that ate them alive.
Yeah, absolutely. It is sad to say the least. Wow, amazing. So, what will the results be after doing your program? And
Well, I've seen people come to me with covered with freckles totally, which are parasites. And then later they have none. I've seen people with acne scars, all kinds of skin problems. Every skin problem is caused by parasites. And when they come back again or when I hear from them again, they're so ecstatic that the problem, has crawled out of their skin in the form of parasites. The result is that people lose weight. A lot of people carry around 10 to 25 pounds of impacted fecal matter in their bodies. And so this helps to get rid of that. They just get a new life. Between you and reality, and between everyone and reality, is parasites. And once you get that filter out, then everyone's reality increases. Conch people have told me that I feel like I came out of the Twilight Zone within a week after of being on your program, and I didn't even know I was in it until I started coming out of it.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. So they didn't even realize they were in a fog until
yes,
the fog.
Right.
It's like, oh,
right. And
I'm
thinking yeah, that's the way it
now.
Works.
And so you say the length of time it takes to get the results could be as little as 5 days, depending on how many parasites and what kind of parasites you have, I suppose.
Yes, people generally notice their faces first, and so by using the rose cream, they notice a stark and, you know, remarkable improved difference after 5 days or so.
And are you using the rose cream just on your face, or are you using that over your entire body?
I use it on my entire body. I use it full strength on my face, and people would have to dilute it at first, though, until they get used to it. And then they have instructions that come with it how to dilute it. But I use it all over my body every day.
Okay. And you said that the lady was combing her mother's hair and parasites came out. Okay, I'm picturing something really disgusting as I see that, and I thought,
now,
well, that would really make me sick. So what does that look like?
It looks like just hunks of dandruff, but these are Demodex mites. And this is what causes
wow.
alopecia and
wow.
baldness. And there's no such thing as male pattern baldness. I've had people that had the hair replacement, and then that hair went bald again. So they recommend that they have it again for $3,500, when all they had to do was kill the parasites and get their hair back.
That's just fascinating. And so, okay, will they come off your body or just your scalp? Will you see them?
They're very, very small. The smallest thing on Earth is what kills us. So they will be visible to you, but not visible to someone sitting, you know, next to you in your office, for example, because they're so tiny. And I give you ways to minimize, and you have to dilute the product so that, you know, they come out kind of invisibly.
And so
I recommend it. To kill them
wow.
very slowly. Go ahead.
To kill them slowly, because you could probably
yes.
have an overload or a detox, some sort of, you know, overload of them coming out in your system.
If you use it too much. Yeah, if you kill them too fast. So it's better to do it slowly and gradually.
Mm. Wow. Gosh. Well, I don't know what else to say. I'm just, like, mortified at the thought of having...
Don't be horrified. This is information that will help you to live a longer, higher quality of life, and you'll see your skin tags fall off.
And that would thrill me because, you know, I'm 52 and I don't have any wrinkles. People think I'm probably 35. And so
mm-hmm.
as far as my face, and I'll send you a picture of me, as far as my face, I've been extremely blessed, not a wrinkle. Yeah, nothing, no crow's feet, nothing on my face.
Great.
But I have skin tags, and I've been so
yes.
conscientious. I mean, so into watching everything I eat and, you know, all of those things. But here, just not paying attention to the bag that says it's pre-washed. And so I use it all the time without doing this protocol of really cleaning my produce. I'm like, okay, I know I have parasites. So here we
yeah.
go. Well, before we close up, please, Barbara, I want to thank you so much, first of all. This has just been just remarkable information. I hope everyone contacts you because this is something that we all need to do. So give out your information once again, and if you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share with us, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. My name is Barbara Frank, and my website is barbarafrank222.com. and I do telephone consultations, and I do the Barbara Frank Show, and those are on my website. My phone number and my email are also there, and I have a book that I wrote that was nominated for a Nobel Prize and a Pulitzer that it sells on Amazon, and I have it as well. I can sell it to you. And I'd like to say that I hope that everyone will take care of their bodies and just try this. You will see that it will make an incredible difference in your clarity, your mental clarity, your energy level. Your body will change drastically when you see, you know, how killing the parasites can revitalize you and energize you.
Absolutely amazing work. What a blessing. Thank you so very much. Something that we all need, especially on this path, you know, as we are awakening and we're doing the spiritual work, the mental work. Here we have something now that can help that and definitely get the physical body in line with what we're where we're going. So thank you once again. So everyone,
happy to be here.
Yes, indeed. Thanks. So this has been Affirmations for Living. I am your host, Dr. Edvige. I want to thank you and bless you. To next time, love yourself, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edvige. Namaste.